Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a wonderful good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And gosh, Happy New Year to all. First show of the new year.
Absolutely. Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great first weekend. It's going to be an interesting year, just, you know.
Well, I know how you already started out this week. Which day is this?
Yeah.
You know, and the way the holidays ran in the middle of both weeks and stuff like that. It's like, hey.
Absolutely. Yeah. Christmas on Wednesday, New Year's on Wednesday.
Yeah. It's Monday now. No, it's Thursday or whatever, right?
Right, right. And let's see, this is the first weekend in January. So we got a great show headed your way. Corey Mason, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, will be joining us. And Corey brings to the table his perspective as the organization leader, an international perspective to challenges.
Right.
And that's always interesting, not just abroad, but also here in the United States and certainly in Texas. So we'll be visiting with him about that. Plus, he gives us a preview of an absolutely phenomenal, the biggest and best outdoor show, you know, in this part of the country.
Well, to get money out of you, it's got to be pretty good.
Let me tell you what, I've been doing that show for about 10 years, it just continues to astound, and they're doing big things. So Corey will be giving us an update on their convention. Plus, we've got some news. We'll be tackling some questions that have been raised due to recent events in the past few days as we look ahead to what may be in store for us in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
And all of you who said, you know, you'll pay up after the first, it's after the first.
Yes. Please send money. And don't just tell us the check's in the mail.
Right. Right.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, well, we truly are preaching to the choir there with probably, you know, all the small business owners or business owners that are out there.
Uh-huh.
It's become a tradition.
Oh, sure.
and not a good one, you know.
Well, of course, the ad business area of it, that's always squirrely anyway.
Sure, sure.
Next quarter. Uh-huh, yeah.
2020 is an interesting year. I mean, we move into a new decade.
Yeah.
Some of us with some age are joking about, I'm still worrying about my computer at the turn of the millennium, you know.
Right.
Which, you know, was two decades removed.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also an election year. Mm-hmm. If you hadn't heard, you know.
And sadly, it's always an election year.
Well, you know,
they never stop running. That's the irritating part. Do the work we hired you to do. Run later. Well, we talked about that last week. You shouldn't even talk about running. Shouldn't run a commercial. Shouldn't even say nothing. Like maybe until 6 months before an election or something. The rest of it, just shut up and do your job.
That would certainly work for me, yeah,
right.
And a whole bunch of other folks.
Well, it tires us out.
Yeah, you know, there was a tragic incident in White Settlement.
Yes,
little community just to the west of Fort Worth. I find it interesting. People that don't live in Texas, mm-hmm. you know, they're saying, you know, there was a shooting at a church west of Dallas. No,
yeah.
Well, yeah, it is west of Dallas, but you got, yeah. you know, Fort yeah. Worth a lot closer.
Correct.
And so many things, if you break that down, that it was a tragedy, but it also speaks to what needs to be addressed.
Correct.
Number one. Good for the parishioners being arming themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've seen enough of that. All right. Number two, there's an individual, the shooter, that had mental illness, had all sorts of brushes with laws.
Right.
Should not have had a firearm.
Correct.
But had a firearm.
Right.
Okay. Those that say, oh, well, if you take the guns away.
Yeah, but that proves that won't work anyway, isn't
yeah.
it? Because here's a dedicated nut. That armed himself, and he legally should not have had a firearm.
Yeah, and as they talk about this particular church, they offered help and food to the homeless and to those that had mental situations.
Oh, right.
They didn't give money,
right?
And that seemed to be the trigger.
And that's kind of popped up in this story.
That came up in the story.
Yeah.
But the point is you look at where we spend our money, where the government allocates.
Uh-huh.
To illegal aliens,
right.
Okay, to countries that, you know, will have their hand out and take from us, and then they'll turn around and kick us in the butt,
right.
You know. Let's take care of our veterans.
Oh, yes.
Okay, let's take care of our own first in dealing with their problems, and then the rest of the world, you know, will have to deal with it later on.
But sadly, Bill, you're saying things that are obvious.
Yeah. I hope it's so obvious that the voting public will step up and realize that nothing is without a price.
Correct.
You got to pay for it. You know, you can offer the world, but, you know, you come in and you redirect or reallocate funds.
Mm-hmm.
And, little reallocation also to maybe taking care of our wildlife and, you know,
yes, indeed.
Our wild areas.
Correct.
Protecting them. It's things that while we're a recreational show, an outdoor show,
mm-hmm.
You know, it certainly impacts us.
But it does impact us. And it's still, the dirty air, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many things that could be done
mm-hmm.
that should be. I mean, my whole thing is I love business. I love free enterprise. I love the system. But we should force a lot of these companies to go ahead and just clean it up because the consumer's going to pay for it anyway.
Right.
So just go ahead and do it. Just clean it up and just, you know, pass it on, all right? You know, sort of like the government. Where we're going to spend it, it's not our money. Well, yeah, it's mine.
Yeah.
And we need to spend it wisely.
We do need to spend it wisely. But, again, looking at that situation in White Settlement, I find it interesting, sadly interesting. Number one, there were two parishioners that lost their lives
mm-hmm.
that were killed. There was one parishioner that made a single shot, put the shooter down.
A really good one.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And it was caught on videotape. So now there is no question about how those things can happen.
And how he did it right.
Right.
And and how he did it under stress. And there was one that somebody had taken the picture and also circled the others that
were coming
out. They were ready. You know,
there was like five or six other prisoners.
And it's a shame it happened, but it could have been worse. Mm-hmm. It's horrible what happened, but it could have been worse. And that's the great example of doing it right.
You don't hear the liberal media, though. The story was covered, uh-huh. but it's been dropped. Uh-huh. It's not the ongoing beating,
Right.
More uh-huh. regulations.
So we'll see. Got any good news? I
have
some good news. I mean,
go ahead.
I want a couple of things, as I'm preparing to go to the SHOT Show to see what's new, and I'm getting the press releases and stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of things that already hit my hot button. Ruger, the little LCP?
Right.
The wonderful little 38, the Rick Perry special,
right?
They've got a brand new one in 22.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what a perfect little carry thing! What a perfect little backup thing that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then also really big news a couple of days ago, and they said maybe finally somebody that knows what they're doing is running the company. Colt is bringing back the Python.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a popular farm.
Oh, boy. And back in my stupid youth, I think back many, many years ago where I had, not at the same time, but I had two of them and let them slip through my fingers for some stupid reason.
Mm-hmm.
And never a finer revolver ever made. So it's going to be interesting to see how well made this one is. And I'm anxious to get my hands on it at the SHOT Show. But right now they've announced that they're bringing it out now in 4.5-inch and 6-inch, and it's all stainless.
Cool.
But a suggested MSRP is $1,400, which it really isn't diddly for that gun if they do it right.
Mm, well, we won't even ask what you paid for it way back when.
No, we won't. Or what those old ones are selling for now.
Yeah.
We're talking thousands.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Very good. That is some good news. All right. We're going to look forward to your report when you come back from Las Vegas with your day at the range and pounding the pavement.
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, got the outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. We're going to be talking more about that great Dallas Safari Club convention later in the program. But now we want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. Where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days of shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Folks, you still got time for that blast and cast. There are plenty of ducks down there, and the milder conditions, lots of fish are being caught. Mm-hmm. Great fish. For booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000. Maybe you just want to book a spring trophy trout trip.
Oh, that'd be great. All right. Wonderful.
What's going on with our best bets?
And spring is right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we got. I always tell people about our weather in the Houston area, especially. It's usually like one bad week in February, as far as winter, you know. Anyhow, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend. Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday is rated as a good one. Monday and Tuesday are two more fair days. Wednesday is another good one. Thursday, Friday, next Saturday are a trio of best days. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to become active from before sunrise until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until late afternoon. On Friday, January the 10th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend as well as on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Thursday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double tide schedule.
You know, we talk about how quickly times pass,
yes.
You know.
I know.
And here we are. I mean, yes, part of what we do is we forecast and give you, you know, projections. But when you said on Friday, January 10th, we will have a full moon, I'm going, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. This is the first weekend in January.
Right.
And you're talking about the 10th, mm-hmm. And that's almost to the middle of the month. And
yeah, I know. And in February, my birthday.
Well, it's short. You know. Actually, it tries to grow a little bit this year. There's 29 days in February.
All right. Yeah, what about the poor folks that are born on February 29th, right? That's interesting.
They just don't age.
They're younger.
Only celebrate every 4 years.
Yeah.
All right, let's stay on the coast where Big Lake and Sabine Lake, fishing has really been good on both of those impounds. The recent cold fronts have caused a flushing literally of the waterways, mm-hmm. And pushed water out of the back marsh areas and concentrated both trout and redfish in some of the deeper holes and channels. The flounder run is winding down a bit, but still there's some good options. Mud minnow is your best bet. Trinity Bay, speckled trout are excellent live shrimp and soft plastics in deeper water. Flounder bite has been good in East Galveston Bay along the intercoastal waterway spoils and drain areas. Texas City, black drum have been hungry for blue crab or shrimp. Speckled trout have been excellent along those that are fishing from the levee. Freeport, black drummer, been great with their migratory patterns right now. Redfish can be caught using live bait in the deeper holes. East Matagorda, speckled trout are good on live shrimp under popping cork. West Matagorda, redfish are good in the marsh on live mullet, soft plastics, and topwater. Port O'Connor, sheep's head are good near the jetty on live shrimp. Out of Port Aransas, flounder are good on live mullet along the marsh. Corpus Christi, redfish are good and being cut on cut mullet. Flounder are excellent on squid or jigs. Baffin Bay, slow sinking baits have been good for both redfish and speckled trout. Port Mansfield, offshore has been good for red snapper. Trout have been good in their winter patterns along the deeper channels. Port Isabel, sheep's head are excellent on fiddler crab. And finally, South Padre, large schools of black drum can be caught in the deeper water transitions on soft plastic.
Okay, in East Texas, Caddo, largemouth bass are excellent along the edges of vegetation on plastic worms and spinnerbaits. Look for trees that still have hydrilla or coontail grass. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs among the cypress trunks. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzz baits. Fork, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, Alabama rigs, on deep humps and creek beds. Bumping the bottom with worms, slugs, and plastic minnows has been successful across from the Lake Fork Marina. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on topwater, spinners, swim baits, crankbaits, and chatterbaits with medium depth structure, vegetative structure, and placed fish attractors. Crappie are now staging up in the deep water by the dam on minnows as well as yellow and white jigs. Livingston, Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastics, spinners, crankbaits, and jigs in coves and creek structures on the northern end of the lake. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in the many creeks. Nackanich. Ha-ha! Finally got it right, right?
8 weeks.
Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and jigs among shallow and deep creek structures. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows within shallower creek channels and bridge structures. Why am I talking? Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good on Alabama rigs, crankbaits, plastic worms staying in 10 feet, and shallower on creek edges. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs among the deeper brush piles. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are good on drop shots, jigs, plastic worms, and spinners in shallow water on creek structure and sub-mid-depth ledges. Striped bass are good on topwater, rattle traps, and spoons on the main lake points and the humps. Belton. Black bass are good on, on grubs, jigs, spinners, plastic worms, and smaller crankbait working warm water creek channels out of the north wind, mid-lake humps, and deeper points. Hybrid stripers are good on live shad, jigs, and crankbaits in mid-lake channels fishing the deep water for schools. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, lipless cranks, and jigs on the northern end. Saline Bay, the flats near Cottonwood Creek and Boggy Creek. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. Somerville, white bass and hybrids continue to be good in the deep main lake on minnows, rattle traps, and Alabama rigs. Crappie fishing is excellent with small minnows surrounding the marina and with larger structures. Tawakoni, catfish are excellent and consistent all across the lake on live, cut shad, shrimp, and stinky bait. Fish the bridges and outer cove drops for the larger cats. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs among deeper lake points and structure. Texoma, striped bass fishing is the best it's been all year using slabs, swim baits, and live bait in deeper water and deep coves. They've been in groups following the bait fish and the birds. Largemouth bass are good drifting live bait and reeled baits across low traffic natural structure.
You too, Tyler?
Tyler, I'm sorry. I was looking down there. It says, and now let's go to the southwest. Okay, yeah, Tyler. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows. There.
There we go.
I hope you're happy.
All right. Yes, now we head down south out Del Rio Way, Amistad Reservoir, where largemouth bass continue to be good on topwater, spinner, plastic worms, and grubs amongst the flooded timber points, steep, rocky drop-offs, and submerged vegetation. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass are good on flukes and shallow crankbaits in 2 to 6 feet of water. The shallow brush, flooded timber, and mid-lake islands have been good to fish. Falcon, catfish are good on all baits. Brownwood, white bass are good on slabs and Alabama rigs. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good when drift fishing with live bait in the main lake area around humps and deep drops. O.H. Ivy, bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs around standing timber and 20-plus feet depth on the drops.
Okay. Hill country. Buchanan.
Yes.
Striped bass are running on live shad and swim baits among the mid-lake humps. Channel cats have been good on stink bait, live, and cut bait. Canyon. Striper fishing continues to be excellent throughout the lake with spoons and rattle traps on mid-lake humps and running with the drops. Largemouth bass are good in the mornings till around 11 on topwater and crankbaits among flooded timber and main lake points. Afternoons are good with spinners and plastic worms among the rocky shoreline drops. Travis, largemouth bass are good on points and along steeper drops with minnows, poppers, and spinners. The better points remain in the northeast portions of the reservoir. Waco, largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, buzzbaits, crankbaits, plastic worms in flats next to the river channels, coves, and standing timber.
All right, on the hunting scene. Excuse me.
Choked up.
Yes. I know, because North Texas whitetail deer season closes this weekend on Sunday, January the 5th. So does the Rio Grande turkey fall season in the North Zone, as does the panhandle pheasant season. Also closing on January 5th, the North Zone dove late season. Closing January 13th, the Central Zone late dove season. And then on January 19th, the whitetail deer season in South Texas and Rio Grande turkey season also closes. All right, Harold, what's it been? On or off the road?
Both, but in style, too. Had a lot of fun with this vehicle. The 2020 Buick Enclave Essence all-wheel drive.
Gorgeous vehicle. I mean, the Buicks are very, very well built, and for a long time have been the best-selling car in China. If that means anything, a lot of people in China like them Buicks. It's got a 3.6 liter V6. I made it to a 9-speed transmission, so you've got a tremendous amount of capability with this thing. 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, which is nice to have. Their Buick infotainment center on the inside has really been pumped up. Nice big 8-inch diagonal color touchscreen, great sound system. Inside, leather-appointed seating, seating for 7 passengers. This is a 3-row. Power is adjustable driver and passenger seat, driver and front passenger heated seats, lumbar for the driver and the passenger, which is really nice. Third row is a 60-40 bench. Air conditioning is tri-zone, active noise cancellation. I mean, solid car, great ride, very, very quiet. LED lights for daytime running and the headlamps, 18-inch aluminum wheels. Power liftgate, hands-free, which is kind of nice. Safety and security, of course, rear park assist, rear cross traffic alert, lane change alert, with a blindside zone alert, high def rear vision camera. And this one had extra goodies, so it was a sport touring edition, so it went up to the 20-inch aluminum wheels, a unique sport grille, sport touring liftgate badging, dual moonroof, power front and fixed rear trailering equipment, cooling system heavy duty, trailering assist, hitch guidance with hitch view. Third row all-weather floor liner, just in case. Pretty nice vehicle, man. Low 40s starting, but this one loaded the gills was right at 48. But it's a gorgeous vehicle, and it's the 2020 model, the Buick Enclave Essence all-wheel drive.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club. He's got a heck of a report for us.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a natural high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, right now, We're heading into that cold, wet period of the year, and the rigors of the rut have taken its toll on those big bucks.
Right.
Need to have that cottonseed out available for them. It also helps those mama deer that are carrying the fawns that will be dropped in their year.
Do it right now, because the way the weather has been, next year is really going to be good. And this year was great.
Absolutely. Yeah. For more information on fortified cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Tell you what, one of the best ways to start the year, and I look forward to it every year, is going to Dallas for the annual Dallas Safari Club Convention, organization that just continues to make big strides. Their website is biggame.org, and our buddy, their executive director, Corey Mason, joins us. Corey, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Thank you, Corey. I like to start off this with my very first question because I already know the answer, but people who don't really quite understand Dallas Safari Club and the membership, you know, you got a lot of people out there still that think Safari Club members are all doctors that go squirrel hunting with 750 double rifles. And that's not true, is it?
It's not true at all. Our membership is comprised of people that love to chase turkeys, to chase elephants, everything and all in between.
Yeah, and you know, everything in between means that you all have tackled global issues. I mean, everything from what's going on here in the Lone Star State, on the North American continent and abroad. Some of the challenges that you all have on your radar that we should know about.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate that. And it's always great to be with you guys again. You know, really our last year and looking forward to the next summer, we've had some really big international challenges. And some of these are those challenges that are less seen by many hunters that just enjoy the sport. But these are challenges that are being imposed upon by sort of international forces, and by that I mean international bodies that affect conservation directly and indirectly. Most recently, several months ago, I spent 2 weeks in Geneva at the CITES Conference of the Parties, which is attended by representatives from countries all over the world, as well as non-consumptive, non-sustainable use supporting organizations and organizations like Dallas Safari Club, which is specifically there. My capacity being there is to carry the message of sustainable use and incredible benefits of the conservation through hunting model when applied correctly, legally, and well-regulated. And we faced tremendous challenges there, and challenges that affect not only North America, Africa, Europe, all over the world, in the sense of those threats in which those that are being opposed and applied upon us, some of them by buying their way, by lobby, etc., buying votes that we saw directly, and those that are providing influence as well into those that do cast a vote. And the importance of that determines species status around the globe. And as I kind of fast forward and look towards this summer, in which we're already preparing for now, is the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, their World Conservation Congress. Again, maybe not something that's on the front of hunters, but it is an international assembly of people that determine the fate of conservation statuses around the world. And then that flows back to each respective continent in which management takes place from there. And so there's these global scales in which we're involved in. And then there's fights locally, from grizzly bears to mountain lion to restoration projects here. And so we're fighting here locally, battles here in Texas, as well as all over the world.
You know, you mentioned some of those battles, and in many parts, we talk about conservation and immediately think about wildlife. But it expands beyond that to the economic benefit that hunting and conservation brings.
Absolutely.
To regions that some parts of the world can't do without, right?
That's exactly right. You know, it's unfortunate because many of these people try to apply, and I'll use Europe and North America as sort of the perfect bad examples in which these sort of elitists will apply their sense of values and ethics and morality on people without asking them what benefits them as a rural, we'll just use the example, as a rural African or as a rural Asian that lives in the mountains with markhor and Ural species, not understanding or not caring to understand that the reason that species continues to exist is because it has value to the local people which choose to manage for that species or manage against that species. And it's that simple, to your point, Bill.
Absolutely. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. Folks, you stick around as well, as Corey has set the stage for the international flavor of the upcoming Dallas Safari Club Convention. And we'll delve into more knowledge that we can gain and opportunities available right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
My name is Al Crisp, and I started working at the cotton gin when I was 14 years old. In 1999, I bought Pumpkin Center Gin, and that's in Dawson County. Operating a gin in West Texas is difficult because we never know when the next windstorm, the next hailstorm's coming through. In the partnership with Capital Farm Credit, they actually see the farming end of it, and then they see the processing end of it. It's been a great deal working with Capital Farm Credit because they've been understanding.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Dallas Safari Club Executive Director Corey Mason. Their website is biggame.org. You can go there to find information not only about the Dallas Safari Club and what they're doing, but the upcoming convention.
Yes, I have to ask some of my burning in-depth questions, Corey, because, you know, Bill keeps saying it's really big. Well, how big is it?
Yes, sir. We have roughly 1,000 exhibitors that covers 800,000 square foot of space.
I tell you what, it is impressive. I mean, every year as an exhibitor, when I get out and walk the aisles,
right,
I'm seeing something new. And it's not just, you know, international. I mean, it is domestic.
Sure.
It is, you know, North American. There's fishing opportunities. I mean, the blend, y'all do such a good job on really bringing a blend of exhibitors to the patrons that come through the front door.
Well, I appreciate that. There's really a lot of strategy that really goes into that and trying to represent a lot of different markets, if you will. And if that's optics or backpacks or international fishing or domestic fishing or Texas-based hunts or Western U.S. hunts, whatever that might be, we try to really categorize that so in the sense that when someone walks in the floor, any sort of industry touch that they want to have or market or experience they want to look for, we have it represented. We have it not overly saturated represented, but we have it represented by those that are the very best in the industry as well.
You know, a couple of years ago, I was walking the aisle on the main floor. There is an outfitter, I believe, from Germany, and I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but he had a beautiful mount of several Eurasian boar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got a hog problem here, and there's a certain attitude
right.
about hogs here. In Europe, those are native game.
Yeah.
And
exactly
they take an entirely different approach. I mean, there's almost a pageantry and respect for the game animal
right.
shown. And this is where it gives a different perspective. And, Corey, I got to tell you, I'm thinking about going to Germany to hunt hogs.
You know, I think it would be a neat experience because it's a very cultural thing, to your point, Bill, because they do it in this very ritualistic and distinguished manner in which they're hunting these hogs, typically through drives, driven hunts.
Right.
And it's a very safe thing, and again, I think it would be a tremendous experience to be a part of. Again, it would be very different than sitting in the deer stand shooting a hog under the feeder. I enjoy doing that, but I think a European hunt would be a really great experience.
Yeah, and they've actually controlled that population based on that style of hunting for centuries, probably.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Besides the exhibitors, which wide array, I mean, you've got manufacturers that are there with their big boost to see the latest and greatest, but you've got a great lineup of seminars. This is an opportunity for folks to come and learn, right?
We do, you know, and we really are very proud of those partners around the world that come and speak and make themselves available to, number one, present information in which they're really the experts on, but then secondarily, to be available, to ask questions at the back end from just convention attendees, and then they're walking the floor, and for Q&A, you know, you look through that lineup of seminar speakers, and they range from Craig Boddington to Vicky and Gil Ash. I mean, some of the greatest shotgunners around the world. Dr. Kroll, those in East Texas and around the southern U.S. know Dr. Kroll from his knowledge and experience of managing whitetail deer. But then there's also diversity in that. Like, for example, we have Lockhell Ranch that is presenting fisheries management on private lakes, you know, so we're really trying to put information in front of people that enjoy the outdoors in totality. So Hornady speaking on reloading and bullet components, there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, and you know, We learn when we take our hunter education course that there's a maturation process that hunters go through. And quite honestly, going to the Dallas Safari Club convention continues that. It's a place for maybe a place for you to dream until right. your financial situation gets to a point where you can take that next step.
Yeah, plan.
Plan. right. Enlighten.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you've already moved up in the financial world and the ability to travel some, take the next step and literally do your next foray shopping.
Yeah. And there are plenty of obviously affordable opportunities. And what I always like to bring up is the fact too, you may be standing there at a booth and you're unfamiliar, but you stand there at a booth and there's an outfitter and they're talking about a hunt or a fishing or whatever somewhere. There's probably somebody on the floor standing beside you that's been there, right?
That's exactly right. And in most of these, to your point, those exhibitors that are there with us, most of them have been with us for a very long period of time. And the reason for that is, number one, they're credible and they're legitimate operators, and if they weren't, they wouldn't be with us. And they're vetted and they're used by lots of, when I say used, I mean they've been, those trips have been taken by many, many people that are there. And so lots of people that are there on the floor as well to just come and visit with and build friendships with. So there's so many different components of the convention that are just engaging and fun for everybody. Like you mentioned, if it's a duck hunt on the coast of Texas, if it's a whitetail hunt, a black bear hunt, elk hunt, or a hunt somewhere else all over the globe, it's represented there as an opportunity.
Those exhibitors are some of the most generous people that I've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reflective in the raffle and silent auction that's available. This is a fundraiser, folks. I mean, Dallas Safari Club can't reach their mission accomplishment without us supporting
right.
the ladies' luncheon and the other auctions. Got to ask you, Corey, I hadn't seen. Has the lady luncheon, it normally sells out early. Are there any tickets left for that?
Yeah, they've sold out as well. So those events, like you say, like Life Member Breakfast and Ladies Luncheon, they fill up very quickly because those are very special events. People come for the camaraderie as well as the opportunity to support the club.
Well, you've still got, though, don't you have, like raffle tickets and silent auctions and stuff like that going on, though?
We do, yeah. We have some tremendous items in some of the raffle tickets that can be bought prior, can be bought on site. And those, you know, raffles are all over the board, from whitetail hunts, pronghorn, black bear, elk, to a tremendous Roxor four-wheel drive vehicle, high-volume dove hunts to, you know, African Cape Buffalo hunts. So they're all across the board there.
Yeah, and we look at some of the celebrities. You mentioned they're doing mm-hmm. seminars.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that you see a lot of national representation from other conservation groups that Dallas Safari Club reaches out and embraces, and they're represented there as well, right?
That's exactly right. So we have an association row that is exactly for that point, where we welcome and embrace all of our partners from all over North America and some abroad. We're professional hunting organizations like Sportsman's Alliance and Mule Deer Foundation and all these Rocky Mountain Elk, any organization like that that had a desire to come along and be part of our convention and use those opportunities to meet with others in conservation, we embrace that and we welcome that. And we provide those exhibit booth spaces to free for our colleagues like that and peers.
Folks, you may go to other shows and spend a day. When you go to the Dallas Safari Club, plan on spending at least a couple of 3 days.
Bring a tent, lunch.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing that Corey is young and in shape, you know, because I don't have no idea how many miles he walks, you know, during convention time. Have you ever put a pedometer on you to see how far you walk during convention?
You know, last year I was asked that question just before, and so I used the function on my iPhone for whatever the value of that is,
yeah.
And on Tuesday of the move-in week last year, I walked 14 miles just in the convention center.
Well, it's fun time, and I can't tell you how many people that you meet, and they become fast friends, and you look forward to seeing them again and again and again.
You bet.
Whether it's an exhibitor or patrons through the front door, it is a grand event. Biggame.org is the information for Dallas Safari Club. And also for the convention. I know there's a lot more before we absolutely run out of time, Corey. Something that I'm missing that we need to let our listeners know about.
Yeah, just the date. So January 9th through 12th. So this week, just right ahead of us. Really Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30. And then Sunday, it's 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock. And we would love to have anybody and everybody come and take a look and learn more about DSC as well while they're there.
Well, and before we go, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that Dallas Safari Club, besides it being a single entity, you all now have chapters, and there's opportunity for chapter development, right?
That's correct. We have roughly 13, 14, one right now in its formative stage, and they're really scattered all over North America, from the northeast to the southeast to the northwest, and working on chapters California, New Mexico, and all of that. So there's a lot of things in the work as well.
Tell you what, congratulations, because I know it's going to be just another slam dunk convention to you and your staff. Again, the dates coming up, it'll open this Thursday, January 9, and run through next Sunday, the 12th. Dallas Safari Club, the theme is heritage. Right there, it tells you that these folks are really focused on our hunting and outdoor heritage. Go to their website, biggame.org. Corey Mason, appreciate you being our guest today.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Corey. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
This holiday season, Jeep Brand's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price as employees on all qualifying vehicles. So hurry in to the Jeep Big Finish event today. Whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring the city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So hurry in to the Jeep Big Finish event to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus today and end the year with great deals. Offer available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee or any new 2019 Jeep brand vehicle, excluding Wrangler and Grand Cherokee SRT and Trackhawk. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details. Jeep as a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Well, what is it? Austin's wrapping up, right? The Austin Boat...
This Sunday, yeah.
...travel trailer show, but then... The 65th Annual Houston International Boat Sport and Travel Show is, what, reopening Sunday?
Right, reopen Sunday and goes through the 12th.
I get so confused. HoustonBoatShows.com, though, that's the easy way to do that one. And then, of course, what we've been talking about, the incredible Dallas Safari Club Annual Convention and Exposition called Heritage at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9 through 12. And drop by and say hi to Bill in his booth. Of course, he's going to be out walking the show, but... You might find him there.
He'll be around.
Go to biggame.org. And also go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
All right, we wrap up the first show of the new year. And
we didn't forget anything, so that's good.
No, and we get ready to forge ahead with all the shows that we'll be
attending. Oh, boy, a lot of traveling for you this time of year, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and you're going to go to when is SHOT Show in 2 weeks?
The 19th.
19th,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, go to the 19th.
Yeah, go up there and shoot the latest and greatest. Have you got any pre-range press releases yet?
No, not well. I say that I've got some stuff. A lot have come by our booth on the show floor. Things is what most of those do,
right?
Because the pre-range thing is really find out about what all is really there when you get there, because they have a directory of everybody that's there.
Sure,
help you find them too. You know.
Yeah, but don't you have? I mean, some of these it's gotten to the point where it's by invitation to.
Oh
be
no,
able to
you have to be invited. Period. Somebody invited me. Yeah. You know, I mean, my surprise.
We're looking for that person now.
Yeah, Winchester or Remington or Mossberg or somebody. No, yeah, the industry has to invite you.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, lots of new ammunition.
And a lot of friends to see. Oh, gosh, yeah. All kind of things. So it's always, you never know, you know. And even the tactical stuff, which I don't really write a bunch about tactical, but it's still fun.
Sure.
You know.
Well, it's just a modification to things that started. And folks, you know, a lot of the firearms that we're using had military application.
Absolutely.
You know, tactical application, on into the consumer, hunting.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, hey, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com, because we archive all of our shows there. So if you missed something, what did they say? Well, there it is. Also, of course, you can catch our programs on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. And when you go to those things, like us, you know, that way more people find out about us and we can spread the good word about the great world of hunting and fishing and ecotourism and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Also, remember how you out there, you catch them doing it wrong, whether it's on the water or in the woods. Turn them in. Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME. All right. So be safe out there. And join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.